Welcome back on this Friday. It's time for the Illini Notebook, brought to you by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Baruz, and Seven Saints. I'm Scott Beatty with the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart. Illinois in Chicago tomorrow at Soldier Field, trying to do something, Brian, they've never done when they take on South Florida. That's win in Soldier Field. They've come up empty three previous times.
Yeah, had a really low-scoring game of several years ago with Washington State, I believe it was, and then had the game with Washington, I think, 5 years ago. And played Northwestern in there and lost. And then that was Bill Cubitt's last game. First game as the permanent head coach and last game as it turned out. And then, of course, yeah, trying to win against a really good South Florida team here tomorrow in Chicago. So, yeah, it hasn't been, the United Center was almost a guaranteed win in basketball for a long time. I don't know how many in a row we won up there. And now it's been trying to win in Chicago has been a little tricky.
Kickoff tomorrow at 2:30. Our coverage will begin at 1 o'clock. And the South Florida team is a little bit different than last year. They had a really good quarterback last year that could run, but this year they have a guy that looks like a pretty good passer and can still run. There's a lot of folks that believe South Florida is just a quicker team and a bigger team and that the Illini might have their hands full.
Well, they'll have their hands full regardless. This is a really good football team. I mean, they've won, well, they've gone the last 27 games, they've won 23-4. So, I mean, they went 10-2 overall last year, had a four-point loss to Houston, which was a good football team, and then they lost to UCF in a shootout with their rivals there from Orlando. And so those were the two losses they had, and they probably had a chance to win both of those, did have a chance. So they were that close to being undefeated last year. So, you know, different quarterback, a couple of different things at running back, I think, overall. But, I mean, they get a lot of really talented players there from the Tampa area, and it's a good football team, very fast. You know, for a team that's programmed, it's only been around for 21 years, they've really come up pretty quickly.
And they're not in the Power 5 conferences, but for a team that's not in it, they play like one that is in a Power 5. They would be competitive in any of those conferences, I think.
I guess they used to be in one at one point, but now they're not with the Big East. But, yeah, no, it's that's one of those things, one of those teams that if you had eight teams in the playoff instead of five, I think they'd be included just about every year here recently as far as that wild card team because they've been that good and that consistent.
Well, Illinois, as we said, would have their hands full either way. But one question for Illinois is who's available to play? There's injury questions right now. There's been some guys suspended as well. So it's hard to know who will be on the field tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of guys have already played by the end of the game. And part of it was the game got out to a 20-point lead. But some of it was by necessity. And Nolan Burnett was out there. You know, you had Marquez, who started, who returns an interception a long way, nearly had a touchdown. That's a walk-on. I mean, they were down to near the bottom of the depth chart as far as available players. But as it turned out, Marquez played very well, probably earned himself some more playing time. And all those young guys, between the injuries, you know, Sidney Brown was knocked out of the game along the way. You had Kirby Joseph removed from the game at one point. So, yeah, and especially on the defensive side, so many guys missing then, and with the suspensions thrown in, it is going to be a bit of a jigsaw puzzle trying to figure out who's out there tomorrow.
Plus, you have quarterback Cam Watkins. He is out for the first half after a targeting penalty, which I know a lot of folks don't like the repercussions of those targeting penalties. They feel it's too severe for what looks like unavoidable contact, but nonetheless, that's another guy you're missing for at least half the ball game. So, you know, Illini might be playing, it seems like, with one hand behind their back tied up, but at the same time, there are some people out there saying, believing the Illini can make this competitive.
Well, and I know for one thing, they definitely want to play better. They did not show up last year. That game was over pretty quick. They did block an extra point, ran it back for two. At the end of the first quarter, it was 9-2, which was interesting, a lopsided baseball score, basically. But it was never, after that, it was never really a close contest. And I know talking to Lovie Smith this week, that was one of the games. There were other games where, you know, Ohio State was not a close game. But that one down in Raymond James Stadium was disappointing. I could tell he was disappointed by the way the team played and the way they showed up. And I know that the team itself, just from the standpoint of just it felt like they were embarrassed last year, and they want to play better.
2:30 kick against the South Florida Bulls tomorrow from Soldier Field in Chicago. 1 p.m. game day will get going. And, Brian, let's see what's in your notebook.
All right, some of the notes on South Florida. I mentioned their record since the start of the 2016 season. This is how consistent they've been, 23-4 in that stretch. Also interesting, this is their second game in the state of Illinois. They played back in 2001. lost at Northern Illinois 21-17. That's the only time they've played in the state. Rod Smith worked at USF from 2001 to 2006.
Yeah, I think he coached some quarterbacks.
Yeah, quarterbacks and maybe a little bit of offensive coordinator-type duties. Jim Leavitt, I think, was the coach at that time, and he was working down there. I hadn't paid much attention to that. I knew he had worked several different places around, but I didn't realize South Florida was in that mix. And also last year, they went 10-2. They had one game postponed, UConn, and another game canceled, UMass, because of weather issues. Wound up beating Texas Tech in the Birmingham Bowl last year. Remember Quentin Flowers, who's no longer there, fortunately, but he had 280 yards passing, 106 rushing, and accounted for 5 touchdowns. So he was a big factor in that ball game last year. And of all the players were that go to South Florida, and there are, you look at any Big Ten roster, especially in the defensive secondary and other linebacker and, I mean, different places, they're getting players from Florida. I don't know how many players Florida has, but it's a lot. But South Florida, of their roster, and this includes everybody, walk-ons and everybody else, 2 players from California, 1 from Ohio, 1 from Virginia, 5 from Georgia, and 98 from the state of Florida.
Wow. Of course, Illinois
players on their roster.
Illinois has started to build a pipeline now.
Right.
For several Florida players, and right. It is a recruiting hotbed.
It sure is. That and Texas. Also for Illinois, the Illini have 5 rushing touchdowns already. They had 11 all of last year.
And they've basically been using 3 backs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Reggie Corbin, Ravon Bonner, and Mike Epstein, and pick any order you want there.
Mm-hmm. And they've had back-to-back games rushing, 279 and 238. So those are improvements from last year, to say the least. And Illinois, through 2 games, 21 tackles for loss in 2 games. So that's pretty highly ranked in the country. And the Illini now have gone 16 straight games forcing a turnover. That's the 3rd longest in the country.
That's Lovey Ball.
Yeah, that's what he talks about all the time. So, and one other South Florida note to tell you how good they've been on offense. The last 2 years, back-to-back years, they've rushed for 3,000 yards as a team.
Whew.
A lot of rushing.
Should be fun. A lot of up and down, I'm guessing, tomorrow.
Yeah, and hopefully, playing on the grass at Soldier Field, hopefully the weather should be perfect for the game tomorrow. So with all the activities up there, should be a good day. And I think it's a good time of the day, 2:30. If you haven't decided yet to go, you should.
Hey, Brian, thanks always.
Hey, you bet.
The Illini Notebook with Brian Barnhart, brought to you by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Brews, and Seven Saints. Local news coming up.